Hello.
Yes, hi, Natalie.
Hello.
It's Nastali. Yes, hi. It's Nastali from Family First Care.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to reschedule appointments for them. I don't know what's going on with them. Maybe it's the weather, but I'm still trying to get through.
Do you want to call in together, the Pennsylvania broker? I can transfer you now, if you want.
Okay, that'd be great, because they put me on hold, and let's see what happens. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'll go ahead and transfer you. Thank you.
Thank you.
For calling the pen.
Hello?
Press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
Hello?
To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. If you would like to schedule an intake visit, press 3. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Adriana. Are you calling today for the first time or to check a status?
Hi, Adriana. I'm Natalie, and I'm calling to check a status. I would like to know what happened. You guys were scheduled to be out here on the 27th between 9 and 11, and it was a no-call, no-show. And I've been trying to get through to find out what happened.
Right. Okay. Well, let me look at your case. I can go over this information. So I just want to confirm. So the application is for yourself?
Yes, Natalie Henry.
Natalie Henry. All right. Now, at this time, I do need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we won't speak to anyone regarding your case without your written or verbal permission. Now, if I can please have your date of birth.
Oh, so we have to do that all over again?
I just need this information to locate your case.
Okay, 52160.
All right, thank you. And okay, yes, I do have you here. All right, now, Ms. Henry, for security purposes, can you please verify your address?
27 South 4th Avenue, the number 4, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, 19320.
Perfect, thank you.
333.
Oh, yes, B33. Yes, I see that here.
Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let me see. Okay, so let me take a quick look here. Bear with me one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. I do want to confirm your phone number because, unfortunately, the enrollment case manager, but they weren't available that day for the assessment. But from the notes that I have here, that she did try reaching out to you. Okay. Let me confirm your phone number.
Okay.
I have here 484-502-7227.
Yeah, that's my cell phone. I've been expecting you guys to come by, and I've waited. Well, she said she reached out. well, I never received it. I know it was really cold and windy. And then plus I also have a landline. So I'm not the only one that got passed over that day.
Right. No, yeah. And, unfortunately, they did try reaching out, but they couldn't leave a voicemail because it says that your voicemail is full.
That's not true, but that's what they put down here. So listen, listen, because I always check my messages on my cell phone and my house phone. So that was a really cold day on that day. So can we get you scheduled, please?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, I'll reschedule it. And if you like, Ms. Henrik, do you want me to add your landline number just so we can have both phone numbers? Or
absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, all right, 484. Oh, okay. I'll wait.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I got 484.
484-378-0094.
Perfect. All right, so let me add that here. And now we have both numbers, okay?
Absolutely. Right. That's wonderful.
Perfect. All right. So let me do a quick update here. And all right. Now, since the assessment is going to be done in person, it's okay for them to go to your home address?
Yeah, I feel that would be best for them to come here so they can look around and see, you know.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Okay. All righty. So right now, I am going to go over the availability, and I'll let you know, okay, what days and times we have available for you.
Well, I like mornings. I'm a morning person.
Morning. Okay. Okay.
Yes, please. Thank you.
There we go. Okay, so let me go back here. Okay, I'm going to try one more. All right, I'm going to try another representative here. 1 second. All right, so I do have someone available. Okay, so I have someone for this Wednesday, but it's not in the morning. Oh, yes.
I have a 1 o'clock appointment Wednesday afternoon, and that's to take an hour from 1 to 2.
Never mind. Okay, so then our next available day would be Monday, February 9th.
Yeah, that's a good day.
Okay. And this one is in the morning. She'll be arriving between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Uh-huh. That's the last one, the 9 and 11, February, Monday. Okay. Good enough.
Okay.
I'll look forward to seeing them and have some of them paperwork that they requested me to have past 5 years of that direct deposit. And also, do you have my email address?
Let me take a look here. I'm not sure. Let me see. Yes. Yes, we do. We have you at NH.
Don't have one. Yeah, at Gmail.
Don't have one at gmail.com. Yes,
you
have.
Okay, here's what I would like for you to do. Since I'm seeing my doctor on Wednesday, can you email me that form that you need my PC to sign? So I'll have her sign that and then... yeah, she can sign that, and then I'll give it to the lady when she comes, or either, I have a better idea, because that's my appointment is Wednesday. I get her to sign it, and you email it to me today, and also, and you can give me, send your, you guys' fax number with the form, and then she can fax it back straight to you guys from the VA.
Right, definitely the doctor can fax it back to us. Okay. Now, let me, okay, I'll give you a fax number, but this fax number is also going to be on that form, if anything.
Okay. Oh, well, if it's on the form and whatnot, that's fine. Then I'll just, okay, now, when you send it to my email, what name should I look for so I know it's from you?
Yeah, well, it's not, I'm not going to send it personally. I do have to send a request to our mailroom department. So you should receive it within the next 24 hours. But it is going to say from the independent enrollment broker.
Oh, independent. Okay.
Yes, it is going
to say enrollment broker. Okay.
Yes. Okay. But I'll also send a request so that we can email it to you.
Yeah, please, because then they'll get tomorrow, and then I'll have it by the end of the business day, hopefully, and have it by Wednesday when I go into my appointment. That works out. That awesome.
Okay,
is there anything else I should know or have for you guys? Well, let's say the past 5 years of my deposit from my bank and that form by my doctor. Am I missing anything else?
No, that's all. We just have to wait for this assessment to take, and then we'll continue with the enrollment process.
Okay, thank you so much.
Right,
here's a good one for you. Air hug.
I appreciate that, Ms. Henry.
And thank you so much. Have a good evening. Bye.
Well, and I thank you for calling Independent Enrollment Broker. Would you like to participate in our survey at the end of this call?
Yeah, I will, because you handled it professionally and I didn't get stressed out. So, of course. 5 stars.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm going to transfer you then. You have a good day as well, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press 2 for Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for Act 150. Press 5 for Not Currently Enrolled in a Program. What was your initial method of contacting us? Press 1 for by telephone. Press 2 for what was the primary reason for your contact today? Press 1 if you contacted us for CHC or home and community-based program information. Press 2 if you contacted us to file a complaint or grievance. Press 3 if you contacted us to ask a general inquiry. Press 4 if you contacted us for any other reason. How easy is it for you to reach us? Press 1 for always easy. Press 2 for usually easy. Press 3 for sometimes easy. Press 4 for where did you find our contact information? Press 1 for online search. Press 2 for a family member or friend. Press 3 for a letter, brochure, or other printed material. Press 4 for a state or county assistance office. Press 5 for other. How satisfied were you with the speed at which your call was answered and you began speaking with someone? Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for... If you contacted us via email, online request, or voicemail, how quickly did we respond to your request? Press 1 for within the same day. Press 2 for within 1 to 2 days. Press 3 for within 3 to 4 days. Press 4 for within 5 to 6 days. Press 5 for 7 or more days. Press 6 for not applicable. How satisfied were you with your overall experience today? Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Please rate your level of satisfaction with the individuals who have assisted you. Listened to my concerns. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Responded to my phone calls and/or emails. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press 2 for very satisfied. Press 3 for somewhat satisfied. Press 4 was knowledgeable and thorough. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Provided information in a clear and easy to understand way. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press explained available options. Press 1 for extremely satisfied. Press treated me with respect and showed concern. Made sufficient effort to help me with my situation and spent enough time addressing. If you were not satisfied with your experience, please tell us why. Press 1 for the representative was not polite. Press 2 for you were unable to get answers to your questions. Press 3 for you were unable to get the information that you needed. Press 4 if you were not satisfied for a different reason. Press 6 for not applicable. If you were not satisfied with your experience, please tell us why. Press 1 for the representative was not polite. Press 2 for you were unable to. Was this the first time you contacted us regarding this specific issue? Press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no. Were we able to resolve your request or provide the information that you needed? Press 1 for yes. Press 2. How satisfied were you with the communication and updates you received while your request was being resolved? Press 2 for very satisfied. Press if you submitted a complaint, how satisfied were you with its resolution? Press 2 for very. Would you contact us again or recommend us to someone else with similar questions or needs? Press 1 for yes. Press 2. Thank you for taking time to answer our questions. Please hang up to end the call.